You know, at the Westside Learning Center, we teach general English, conversational English, listening, speaking, reading, and writing. And we have two vocational trainings. One for those who think they would like to work with children in a school setting, teaching assistant training, and office technology training for those of you who would like to work in an office setting, anywhere, in a medical setting, educational setting. Those are six-month commitments. Many of the graduates here today worked a job, full-time job, came to school 6.5 hours every day to complete the 6 months of their training, completed 2 months of internships out in the community, into the real English world. Right? Congratulations. This was a labor of love for all of you, and without sacrifice, I know. I know. And you did it.
What I wanted to insist this afternoon, you don't need much of an inspirational message, because the fact that you have reached this far suggests, or actually shows very clearly, that you have already the motivation that is necessary to move forward. Right? So you don't need inspiration in that sense. But I'd like to make a case for the idea that what you have, that what you learn, right, that what you learn is itself a treasure. That what you learn, that is, there is a way of becoming empowered even when you don't have as much in terms of material things as other people you might envy have. Yeah? I remember when I was a kid, they used to say that the things that are truly valuable are the things that nobody can take away from you, right? A car is something that somebody can take away from you. But what you know, your understanding, your ability to make sense of the world, your ability to speak to your uncle, to your niece, and convey and provide consolation, advice, that it comes from an ability to think, to coordinate ideas, right? And that nobody can take away from you. You're even better able to withstand to withstand adversity when you are empowered with ideas. And so that's going to be my message to you.
Yes, we can. Right, Silvio? Silvio is passionate. Si se puede. Silvio is passionate about the ideas. Ideas are education, right? Learning is every day with everybody, every minute. And we have a responsibility to share our learning. It's not ours to keep, right? We didn't get it on our own, and we have a responsibility to share it. So thanks for that message, Silvio. Muchas gracias. Special treat. One of our students, Natalia Oniper, Westside Learning Center adult learner, and her daughter, Marina, are going to play us a tune on their violins. Both are accomplished violinists who have played throughout Europe, coming to us from Ukraine.
Hello, we are going to perform two pieces. One of them is The Strangers of the Night by Kemper, and the second one is the Folk Ukrainian Wedding Dance. Enjoy.
barrier we have as immigrants is the language. But the Westland Center, the West Island Center, is a happy place that opens its door to all. Foreign people as a range of opportunities to teach the language, the basic tools to become part of the present society that we now belong. With the students of PA training, we thank all the teachers and employees of the center for giving us an overview of education in this country, of participation in our internship. Congratulations to us.
Jayla, you don't have to be nervous. That was great. Great. Karim would also like to say something.
Good afternoon. My name is Katie Mastacio, and I was part of the training office technology. When I came to the West Island Center, I was the person very insecure, and thanks to the teacher and to the people that believe in me, I become a confident person. I improve my English, and thanks to the West Island Center, the people open the door to the opportunity. Now I became a successful person, and that's all that I have to say. I encourage everybody to take this opportunity and make it work, because it really is a big step. Thank you.
Wonderful. Congratulations! We have been practicing a song, Sister Cyril. She is our leader. Are you ready to sing? You can stand up. To throw their caps up if you want to. Are you ready? Some great conversation. Photo opportunities up here. Hasta la vista.
To the Westside Learning Center for the good job, you know, they give it to the immigrant. And this is was our pleasure to them. And everything you get, you should have to appreciate it. That's where the student is. We appreciate the Westside Learning Center today. And we give them a gift because for the what we accomplish from that school. And that school have a lot of opportunities, as other people speak and said. Like me, I'm one of the people who took the virtual training in Westside Learning Center, and I get my opportunity, and I'm at OCC right now. And I hope everybody will go to any college they want. This is the gift. Thank you.
Mi nombre es Shirley Novak. Yo era primera maestra de inglés a Westside Learning Center hace muchos años. Enseñaba inglés allá por casi 12 años y también fui maestra de manos, programa de manos, por 15 años. Y el Westside Learning Center ha cambiado mucho desde el principio y hay muchas oportunidades por todo el mundo. Aprender inglés y prepararse por trabajo, etcétera, etcétera. Y es un centro muy importante por los inmigrantes que ha entregado a nuestra comunidad a Syracuse. Y es muchos éxitos por todos los graduados.
Pues nada, muy contento, muy contento. Es un escenario muy esperanzador de ver tanta gente que viene de distintas experiencias, ¿no? Con distintos obstáculos, pero todos concentrados en caminarse, abrirse camino. Y ya todos sabemos que la educación es fundamental para abrirse camino, ¿no? Es como lo que nos abre la posibilidad de la igualdad, ¿verdad? Nosotros, porque económicamente, ¿quién puede, por ejemplo, poner su negocio y hacerse rico? O sea, son muy pocos, los hay, pero son muy pocos. Lo que la mayoría sí podemos es empoderarnos a través de la educación y convertirnos en voces para nuestras comunidades. Al final, que es lo que más importa para mí, la educación es importante no solo para tú elevar tu condición de vida, sino también y quizás más importante, para convertirte en voz de tus comunidades, ¿no? De las comunidades de donde uno viene y a la cual uno se debe, porque todos estamos endeudados con nuestras comunidades, nuestras familias, y debemos sentirnos cuando nos va bien, cuando estudiamos y logramos salir adelante, en vez de sentirnos superdotados y super brillantes y que yo lo hice, porque tú no lo, ¿por qué no tú? Lo que debemos sentirnos es dichoso. Y esa dicha debe hacernos agradecidos. Y entonces devolver un poco, en la medida de lo posible, cada quien devuelve en la medida de lo posible. Y entonces ese sería mi mensaje, ¿no? Que la educación es un camino que nos puede llevar hacia un cierto nivel de igualdad y que también nos permite convertirnos en voces.
For me, it's an honor working with them because I've been learning from them a lot. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, I used to be a student.
Yeah, so.
And you know, it's like this is like something different. So now I'm looking at them from here, and I feel so excited for them because they have been doing a lot. So it's an improvement for their life, and it's great.
My name is Negmal Dimpeng. I'm from Sudan. It's a pleasure, you know, to be a graduate, you know. And this is my second graduate, you know, because I graduated in my country, but it's in Arabic, you know. I graduated in high school, and I've been in 1 year college, you know. But in America, it's something different because there's a new country. You know, it's an opportunity for me, you know, to get this kind of training and to be one of our graduates, you know. And I hope I will implement that to the community, you know, to help the community. And I will do that, I will put an offer on it, you know, so I can put it in a community in the right way, you know, to help the community too, you know. I did my internship in a bank, you know, which is part of my career, you know. مبروك للخريجين مبروك التخرج وكل سنة احنا لازم نشوف انه بيكون في متخرجين في نفس المجالات عشان يقدروا يقدموا الحاجة للمجتمع الموجودة هنا في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية. ومرة ثانية أنا بقول يعني ألف مبروك للخريجين ونتمنى لهم حياة سعيدة في المجتمع الأمريكي. شكرا.
Madeline Calderón. Bien, me siento muy orgullosa de haber logrado el training de asistente maestra. Y estoy bien emocionada. Bueno, a mi compañero le digo que sigan hacia adelante, que traten de coger el curso porque es bien interesante y en ese curso aprendemos muchas cosas.
Mi madre está feliz porque ella se gradúa hoy. Felicidades.
Mi nombre es Lidia Nellenbach y doy clases, en la mañana doy una clase de tercer nivel y en la tarde doy una clase de primer nivel. Este año ha sido muy especial para mí porque he tenido estudiantes de todas partes del mundo y son personas, no sé, las más bonitas personas que he conocido en mi vida, y ha sido un placer trabajar con ellos y estoy muy orgullosa de tener la oportunidad de trabajar con ellos, y yo sé que van a seguir adelante y tener un mejor futuro para ellos y sus hijos.
You have
to be here to feel it, the enthusiasm, the excitement. I mean, everyone, doesn't matter, teachers, children, parents, graduates, everyone is so thrilled at their successes. You know, it's just one of life's successes, and we all share it together. I'm just so excited. So, congratulations to all the students who really, you know, some worked full-time jobs and completed the 6 months of training. It's not easy. A lot of sacrifices, whether it's family, personal, and they did it. They did it, and it's just the start. It's just the beginning. They'll do many, many more things from here. Pasito a pasito.